Well, Simon, a defeat tonight, but plenty to encourage you, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think when you look back on the game, wasn't much in the first half, really. I thought we were quite comfortable. They never looked like really threatening us too often. We kept the ball. We had some half chances, really, but we were unfortunate for the goal. It's from our goal. We get a shot and then suddenly they break quickly on the counter-attack, and then before you know it, it's on in the back of the net. And they've got a bit of pace about them, and that's sometimes how they can punish teams. But up to them, we look very comfortable. Changed at half-time to just to give us a little bit more of a threat going forward, because obviously we'll have to try and win the games at this stage of the season. And a little bit ragged for the first 10 minutes. But again, you look back, goalkeeper's been man of the match, so that speaks a lot about our performance tonight.
The bounce of the ball wasn't kind for you at that set piece, was it? Because you had a couple of shots, you know, ricochets back, and there they were, up the field and away, and scored.
No, it's just one of them real unfortunate incidents that happen in games, that you've got the free kick, you take a shot, gets deflected, and before you know it, you're chasing your tail back, and they punished us like they can do with the pace that they've got in the team. But, very unfortunate. Things weren't quite dropping for us, and when things came along, their goalkeeper made some real inspired saves. So we always ask the players that when you come in the dressing room afterwards, make sure you've not left anything on the pitch, and they haven't done that. They've worked so hard. We've lacked a little bit of quality with the final ball that passed late on in the game when we wanted to really threaten them. But back end of the game, apart from us, when we're throwing bodies forward, they're hanging on there.
When you bring on Hugill, you've got to get the right kind of service into him. And he, of course, he had the header, and that was a very good save by De Rus.
Yeah, you've got to get balls into the box for him. I thought he did well when he came on. I thought Callum Robinson did very well, looked lively. And as I said, we were pushing forward, trying to get things. We just didn't quite get enough quality crosses in or the right type of ball or service into the strikers to ultimately punish them. I think when you look back over all of the game, it's a game that we probably didn't deserve to lose. I suppose you look back at the early part of the year that Forest probably didn't deserve to lose when we played them deep there when we beat them.
Talk us through the changes then at half-time. Joe Garner just collected his 10th booking of the season, didn't he, just before that. Did that come into your thinking as well?
Yeah, misses the next two games. Needed to get some game time into either Jordan and or Doyle and put Jordan on. Bailey done nothing wrong. We just wanted to go and play four at the back and three at the top. So, you have to make decisions. But, yeah, Joe's was just didn't need to play him any longer because we wanted to look to the weekend rather than just the rest of this game.
And in terms of getting forward with the fullbacks again, you always like to get them involved. Callum Woods just seems to be getting better and better.
Yeah,
in terms
good.
Of his persistence. You know.
Yeah, definitely. I thought he was very good. He was driving us forward, tackling and getting back when he had to do as a proper fullback. And it's that first 45 minutes when you're playing wing back, it's a hard role because you're up and down. And then the second half, they're playing more or less him and Greg as wing backs in the fullback role. So kept on getting there, put some real good balls in. So I've been really pleased with Callum, how he's performed. Just wasn't to be our night today, unfortunately. So we dust ourselves down and we go again at the weekend now.
What was up with Alan Brown then?
He just had a problem with his hip flexor from the weekend. So we'll see where he is for the weekend. Hopefully he's available. You saw tonight that young Clive Smith was on the bench and we were down to the 18 players tonight. So hopefully we might have one or two back for the weekend. Yeah, it's a nice opportunity to Clive. He'll learn from the experience of just being around the first team. But if we get any more injuries, obviously we're struggling a little bit.
What did you make of Ben Pearson's performance?
I thought he played very well. I think we said to him tonight, it'd be a different type of role that he's probably played early in his Preston career in terms of, I think he was playing a bit more holding role at times, Bristol City and before that. But tonight he was very good on the ball, driving forward, made a few tackles, and very pleased how he affected the game. So did very well for himself.